Moncrief on News Talk.
Apart from the loss of life there, there's also increasing concern over the condition of UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Iran. One of them, the Golestan Palace, has already been damaged. The Blue Shield is a group that seeks to protect heritage sites in conflict zones. Professor Peter Stone is president. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Could you give us any sense of how many heritage sites there are in Iran?
Oh, thousands. Iran is the centre of a number of ancient dynasties and civilizations going back 2,000 and more years, or many, 2,000 years BC. So it's a very long, very rich history, which is at significant threat.
Yeah, so Iran in general is dotted with these sites. And is it clear that the Americans and the Israelis know where they are?
It's certainly clear that the Americans know where a good proportion of them are. Most armed forces now, and especially those that belong to countries that have ratified the primary piece of international humanitarian law that covers this, the 1954 Hague Convention, have a commitment to having what is commonly called a no-strike list, which obviously includes things like hospitals and schools, etc., but also cultural sites. And we talk to armed forces in as many of the different countries involved in any conflict and try to make sure that they have a good list of those sites that shouldn't be damaged.
Okay, yeah. And in your experience, notwithstanding whatever's happening now, but in your experience, is that generally speaking respected?
It depends on the particular conflict. It depends who's involved in the conflict. And just as cultural property can be used as a means of reconciliation and peace building, it can also, unfortunately, be used as a reason for a conflict, a weapon in the conflict, and a target in the conflict. So every conflict is different.
Oh, my word. So there can be incidences where they deliberately target heritage sites.
Yes, there are. So if you think back just a few years to what the so-called Islamic State did at Palmyra and many other sites in Iraq and Syria, for example. So, Anson Dine in Mali a few years before that destroyed a number of mausolea and a mosque in Timbuktu, all part of a World Heritage Site in Timbuktu. Now, there, the international community was able to identify the person who was in charge of that destruction, track him down, take him to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, and prosecute and then convict him of war crimes against cultural property. And he served 9 years in jail. So it's possible for, eventually, even if we can't stop it, to prosecute and convict people.
I assume, though, that a lot of sites get damaged, not because it's the primary target, but because it happens to be close by to the primary target.
Absolutely. That's what we all call collateral damage. And there, as far as we can see so far in Iran, although we do have reports from the ground, we haven't got any of our team in Iran at the moment, unfortunately. And so we can't verify this, but certainly everything that we've seen from photographs, from videos of damage done to the palace, as you've said already, and the other sites, have been the sort of damage that would be done through collateral damage. So what's happened is the Americans or the Israelis have targeted something that we presume is a legitimate military target, within X number, 100 plus meters away from the heritage site, and the shockwave from the explosion or debris from the explosion, whatever, damages the heritage site.
And do you have any idea of how much damage has been done to the palace in Iran?
There's a lot of the glass and the stained glass on the site has been destroyed. I don't think much of that will be retrievable, although it is never ceases to amaze me how well conservation specialists can piece together things that look completely destroyed. But there will be a lot of damage at that level. But it's there is never a superficial level of damage to a heritage site, but if there were, that at the moment looks as if what we're looking at. The building seems to be intact. It doesn't seem to have had any structural damage, but that may only reveal itself later. And it's the decorations, it's the windows, it's that sort of level of damage that we appear to be seeing. But I stress, it's what we appear to be seeing, and we don't know until we get somebody who, you know, can actually tell us, and or we can go in to see and help the Iranians there.
Peter, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Peter Stone, President of the Blue Shield.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.